This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And I'm excited about the show today, Travis. I know you have a lot of great information for us. You've been getting a lot of questions. I know you teach a class on finance. You hear from a lot of people in the community and get a lot of questions from your clients and prospects that you meet with and our listeners out there. So I know you're going to go through some of these questions today. But before that, how have you been? Are you keeping busy?
Tony, is that a trick question? yes, we have been extremely busy, but it has been great. We had our annual client event last week. Actually had 100, I believe the final number, because we had a few that got ill at the last minute, was right at 176. So 176 clients and terrific turnout. We actually did a little something different this year. You know, our clients, we make sure they know that we appreciate them on a regular basis. But this year, a little bit different. We did, instead of like a token of our appreciation or a client gift, we actually did a donation in their name to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And that was terrific, because we had someone from St. Jude come and tell the audience and tell all of our clients how the money was going to be used. We also made, because we were inspired by their giving, Shannon and I, we made an additional contribution, of sizable contribution to the Cure Foundation, which is also a foundation that fights childhood cancer. So we just had an absolutely awesome event. You know, just made your heart feel good to know that money was gonna go and help two very worthy causes. Clients really appreciated it, and we appreciate them. So yeah, it's been a great week. We have certainly been blessed and have nothing but good things to say.
Oh, that's great. And that client event, I was unable to make it, but it sounds fantastic. I know that everyone had a really good time there. That's awesome. And speaking of clients, I know that you get a lot of questions.
Absolutely.
And our listeners out there have a lot of questions about their finances. So, Travis, where do you want to start? What have you been asked lately that you think we should discuss?
So we have not done this type of show in a while, basically answering questions or emails from the audience. So one of the things that at the courses that we also teach as well, we get questions throughout the event, throughout the evenings. And I actually made note of a few of them, and you know, obviously the names and people have been changed to protect the innocent. But we're going to talk about some of the more, I think, interesting questions that we've had recently, and I think this is probably going to apply to quite a few listeners out there. So the first thing that I want to talk about is, obviously, you know, a lot of us have been impacted. I told you my story about the hurricane damage, and this is not really financial planning so much as it's just good housekeeping. We've talked about, you know, the fact there's been a lot of damage in our area. You know, insurance companies, they're sometimes a little bit unwilling to cover some things, and maybe there's some losses that just weren't covered by insurance. And I just want to make sure that all of our listeners know, our clients have already been privy to this, but if you're out there listening and you're not a client but you are a follower, first of all, thank you for following us. But secondly, if that's you, make sure that you get an itemized list or a professional to come out and assess damage. And even if it's not covered by your insurance company, make sure you keep a record of that. that because, Tony, for these types of casualty losses, a lot of times maybe all or at least some of that loss can be deducted against your tax return, can be listed as a deduction. So, you know, you certainly wish that it was actually covered, and I get it. You know, by all means, I think I told you our farm, my brother and I have a farm where we grew up, had considerable damage to some of the timber and some of the other areas around our farm. And, you know, that's not going to be covered with insurance, but it's certainly something that we're going to be able to hopefully offset some income going forward because, you know, we certainly have a finite amount of losses. Like, we can actually, you know, substantiate that. So if that's you out there listening, make sure you keep those in the back of your mind. Make sure you get those, save those, and then when you file your taxes this coming April, make sure you bring those to your CPA. The other tip just for this year is, Tony, it's no surprise, it's Roth conversion, folks. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Do not tune me out, because I am telling you this because we only have one more after this year, one more tax year. We have 2024 and 2025, and you only have approximately 2 months and 2 days left in this year, and we have next year, and that is it. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act will make its farewell performance December 31st, 2025, and the former tax code, known as the 2016 tax code, will come back on January 1st, 2026. So if you're out there listening right now and you have not taken my advice for the last 6 to 7 years, it's okay. I forgive you. I forgive you. However, I am telling you this because I care about each and every one of you. And I am telling you this because this is it. You only get one more bite at the apple after this year. So if you have been sitting on the fence and you haven't done any Roth conversions, this is why your CPA or your financial advisor should have been talking to you about this. Because if you've been listening to me, you can go back and listen all the way pre-2018. And we have been screaming from the rafters, Tony, Roth conversion, Roth conversion, Roth conversion. Yeah. Well, it's finally about to go away.
It comes up almost every show.
Right. And that's the reason I am telling you this is, don't tune me out, but tune me up. Turn the volume up. Do at least investigate, because if you don't do it this year, you have one more bite of the apple and that's it. So, folks, those are some tax tips for you to get to maybe get going before the end of the year. Make sure you take heed. Don't say you didn't know, because if you heard my voice, you know. So that's two things, Tony, I want to start with. But I do have two questions that are actual client questions that I think are pretty interesting takes. So the first one that I got, and this has been a few weeks back, but this was a young lady. She said in the class, she was like, Travis, I'm over 75 and now I have RMDs. Okay. And this was during our RMD section. She said, you know, I hear your passion. I hear you talk about Roth conversion. I've never had anyone approach me with it, so it sounds interesting, but is that really something I should be considering? Excuse me, at age 75, or is it too late? And I said, you know, that is a good question, because if I'm sitting out there in the client shoes or in the prospect shoes, or if I'm sitting out there in the audience or one of these events, I'm going, you know what? Maybe it's past me. Maybe I don't have anywhere to go. And I would tell you this, that certainly is not the case. And let me expound a little bit. So could a Roth conversion benefit someone that's over the age of RMDs? It could. It depends on a couple things. One, depends on how much your RMDs are. It depends on how much your income is. Depends on if you have any room left in the 22% bracket. I think all those, you know, even if you're in the 22 already, as long as you're not pushing yourself into the next tax bracket, I think that's something you should consider. Now, maybe you don't do it. Maybe you don't do as much. You got to be surgical, right? You can't just fire a big shot, but maybe you could do a 10, a 20, a $30,000 Roth conversion and have it work to your advantage. And you could also, you could do this. You could say, okay, you know, I've got RMDs of X. Let's say X is $20,000. And let's say that you already tithe, say, $10,000 a year. Well, maybe you do a QCD, qualified charitable distribution, for 10 and give it straight to your church or charity at the beginning of the year. You know you got to take 20. You want to convert 10. Well, that's a way for you to go ahead and make room for that 10. Because if you have a $20,000 RMD, you do a QCD of 10, now your taxable income on your 1040 has just dropped by $10,000. So if you just went back up to the original amount that you would have been taking pre-QCD, you're not paying any more tax on that. That's the same number, even though you satisfied your RMD and you were able to move some money over into Roth through a Roth conversion. So folks, it may sound a little complicated, and the mechanics of it could be a little bit confusing. If you do it, use your CPA, use your financial advisor. If they know what they're doing, make sure they know what they're doing first. But it certainly could be, there could be ways for you to free up that space. And then certainly last but not least, well, Travis, I'm 75 years old. I've got Social Security, I've got pension, I've got this, I've got that. I don't need the money. Well, maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's for legacy. Maybe it's for grandkids. Maybe it's for great grandkids, right? Maybe you want to leave a legacy beyond the next generation. Maybe you want to go 2-3 generations out. Well, that's where Roth could actually be a huge windfall, because, you know, if God forbid you pass away, you leave it to a minor. Well, they're going to have a number of years before they have to begin taking it, right? They're going to have their to age of maturity plus 10 years. That could certainly be a way to leave a legacy. And oh, by the way, while that money is sitting there, if it's done properly, it could retain that tax-free status, and that growth and that legacy could continue to build for your kids and grandkids. And we know, or at least we can assume, obviously we don't know. I don't have a crystal ball that works. I bought one from Amazon, but it does not work. We assume where taxes are going in the future. This is the Tuesday before the election. If Trump wins and it's a red, House and Senate flip Republican, and he gets a majority, is there a chance that they're going to try to extend the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act? Sure. But my opinion with that is what I've said all along is, while yes, take advantage of it while you have it, eventually taxes, I think at our current spending, they have to go up at some point, because if they don't, we're going to have an issue, and our next generation is going to pay the price. So, could there be an extension? Yes, but while we have the tax code we have, take advantage of it. And if you're going to leave a legacy, if you leave money to Roth, then obviously if taxes double 10, 15 years from now, if your kids are paying a zero tax rate, does it really matter to them on that money if taxes double? The answer is no. So legacy, QCDs, be surgical, but Roth conversion could still benefit you if you're over the age of 75. Don't just think because you've reached that age that everything's out of your reach, because it's certainly not. So, Tony, another tax tip, but I think it also speaks to the level of planning that someone needs to be doing when they get to that age, because I hate to say this, but it's the truth. Accumulation is a lot of times much simpler than the distribution phase. And I think that's when a lot of mistakes are made. It's kind of like climbing a mountain. Accumulation, you're fresh, you're going up the mountain, you slip and fall a few times, that's okay. But then when you get to the top, kind of like retirement date, and you start coming down the other side, that's typically when mistakes are going to be made, accidents are going to happen, and that's the most treacherous part of the journey. So make sure you have a good guide coming back down the mountain on the other side.
Yeah, too many people just focus on getting there to that point.
Only half the
I'm
battle.
At retirement.
Only
yeah,
half the
I'm
battle.
At retirement. But you've got to plan ahead for what's going to happen in retirement, and planning a spending plan in retirement or a retirement income plan to create income in retirement is a lot easier than creating a savings during your work.
Sure, because it's not just your spending. It's how your spending is going to impact your legacy. It's how your spending is going to impact your confidence in whether or not you can safely get through retirement or not. The last question, and I thought this was interesting because I'll be quite honest, these don't come up a lot. I had a gentleman that came to the course, and essentially he said, Travis, he said, you're speaking a different language. And I was like, I've heard that before. He's like, he just kind of laughed. He was like, no, that's not what I mean. He said, I don't have a lot of stock market exposure. He said, matter of fact, I have none. And I said, okay. And he said, I don't have any IRAs. I don't have any 401ks. And I'm like, okay. He said, you know, I was a real estate investor, and basically my cash in those types of assets are in CDs, money markets, that type of thing. And he said, my average yield's about 4.5%. And he had several million dollars in these investments. And he was like, you know, I'm happy getting the returns that we're getting and getting the yield. He said, but now, you know, I have a 1099 INT every year, and it's causing me to pay more Medicare premium because he's still got passive income from real estate. And, you know, these 4.5-5% rates of return have been very difficult to walk away from, you know, for a lot of these retirees that have really been subject to 0.5%, 1%, 2% rates of return for almost a decade and a half. So I think that's really, Tony, what a lot of people are going to be battling. I was reading an article earlier, and it was from Financial Advisor magazine, and it was actually an article with Larry Fink, and he was being quoted, and I thought this was interesting. So Larry Fink talks about how he is bullish for the next 10 years, but it's because of this very reason. According to BlackRock, now, once again, this is from them, they're estimating that there's almost $9 trillion sitting in money market accounts and sitting in CDs and those like investments. And the reason there is such a massive amount of money is because it's risk-free, right? It's CD money. It's, you know, you put it in, you know, you're getting 4 or 5%, and that's good enough for some people. And I get it because you haven't gotten in so long. But the question is, now that we're this question actually to me has two dangers. Number one, the longest CD has a year of maturity left. And after that, they have to go back and you got to renegotiate, right? The bank's going to tell you, okay, instead of 4.5, we're going to give you X. Well, X may be 3. X may be 3.5. You don't know. So I think going forward, I think a lot of investors, number one, with this gentleman, he's going to have an issue because is the CD rates, the money market rates in the future, are they going to be as lucrative as today? Probably not. But even if they are, he is battling from both sides because now he's paying not only a third, you know, of that 5%, 4.5%, 5% in taxes because he's getting a 1099 INT, but now he's also got an extra couple, $3,000 in Medicare premium for he and his spouse. So, you know, out of that 5%, because it is inefficient, he could only be netting half of that amount. So, is 2.5% really where it's at when it comes to your investments? And the answer may be no. So if that's you, you may want to think about munis. Now, munis are not going to help him from a Social Security tax standpoint because obviously tax exempt interest is counted towards that calculation. But could that lower his tax bracket? Sure, it could. MIGAs, you know, multi-year guaranteed annuities. These are contracts that are like CDs. You can get them for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, on up to 10 years if you like. And they're going to pay something similar. Now, the interest, bad part. If there is a bad part, good part is it's tax deferred. Bad part is it's tax deferred. So yeah. if you do take that option, just know that if you do spend money, it's LIFO treatment, last in, first out. So if you do have that as an income potential for the future, then pretty much if you have been deferring, let's say you have $1 million and it's getting 5% interest a year, simple interest, that's $50,000 a year. If you let it go for 3 years, that's $150,000 simple interest. Then you pull out $50,000, all that's going to be taxable. The other 100 won't because you haven't touched it yet, but that first 50 is. So there are some pros and cons. You, Uncle Sam will allow you to defer some of the taxes, but he's not going to give it to you and let you walk away. So you do need to think about things like that. Also, fixed annuities, fixed index, these could be ways, not recommending them, just telling you these are options. If you don't like paying the taxes, you could use those for deferral as well. So folks, the main point to all of this conversation is sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And hopefully some of that information may have helped you, or at least say, oh, wait a minute. So I could get the same tax treatment or get better tax treatment and the same guarantee or deferral? Sure. But the problem is you have to be very meticulous and you have to be very choosy about these types of investments. And most of the time, you need to have a financial advisor that can actually help analyze and give you the pros and cons and make sure it's what's right for you and for your family. So, folks, if you're out there listening, if you're a current client, I want you to hit forward, send this to at least 5 of your friends that are out there sitting with you. They could be playing pickleball with you, tennis on the weekends. You don't know that they have the same level of guidance that you're getting. That's why you need to share us. Don't hide us. Make sure they know that there is a resource for them. And if this is your first time listening to our show, welcome. And if you need help, we can help you. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839.
All right. Well, Travis, great show today. You answered some tough questions today. You really got into it. And these are unique ones that we don't often hear about. So that's really good because it's very helpful. People need to know about these things, how to create income in retirement. You know, what age do you have to be to make a Roth make sense? These are all things people need to know about, and I'm glad we discussed them. But once again, give that phone number one more time for our listeners. They want to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
Absolutely, Tony. 877-269-0839.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.